to trade now. The government has future-proofed their free trade agreement with China, bringing it up to date for another 10 years. The Minister for Trade and Export Growth, Damien O'Connor, signed off the upgraded FTA in a virtual ceremony yesterday. Our correspondent in Hong Kong, Richard Kimber, told producer Lily Della Porta the deal has global significance as China looks to repair relations with Western countries.
This is quite a nice little manoeuvre by China to start rolling out more international trade agreements just hours, really, after President Xi Jinping has addressed the Davos World Economic Forum. He's been calling in that address, the first, of course, since the new US administration has come to power. He's been calling on the world to unite, to work together, to move aside any Cold War mentality, he said in his address, and is really urging more global cooperation, more trade cooperation, and trying to bring an end effectively to what was a very confrontational relationship that China started to develop with the United States and to most of the Western world during the time of former President Trump's administration. So an effort by Xi Jinping to try and broaden China's ties globally. And of course, New Zealand now really becoming the first country to sign a trade deal under this new era, if you like. The interesting timing of this comes just weeks after the European Union has also set up its own trade deal with China after some 7 years of negotiating. But there's been immediate criticism saying that the EU really shouldn't be signing any kind of trade deal with China until many of the political concerns that the Western world has towards China's human rights record, towards its economic practices, have been resolved. So New Zealand kind of slipping in here and getting its own trade deal signed outside of many of those concerns still taking place in Europe.
In the last few months, there's been some tensions between China and New Zealand, but even more so tensions between Australia and China. I'm wondering if this signals a softening of China's relationship with the Pacific.
Well, yes, and New Zealand might end up playing a bigger role than perhaps it has in the past in this regard, because it's going to be hosting the APEC Forum, the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, later this year. Its next-door neighbour, of course, Australia, really, its ties with China are as bad as they've ever been. And so New Zealand could start to become a more influential player, not just in the region, but also because of the timing of this trade deal, the fact that it's now first in the door, if you like, with regards to trying to soften these types of economic ties with China.
Apart from these diplomatic intentions, what else is in it for China? Are there trade benefits?
There's actually relatively little in it for China, really, with regards to trade benefits. One of the single lines in this trade deal that benefits China is an increased visa quota for Chinese language teachers, basically Chinese residents who want to go and work in New Zealand. Similarly, also for Chinese tour guides to be going there. But right now, of course, with so many travel restrictions, both these types of things seem relatively small fry. But I think more importantly, analysts are saying this is a sign of China being prepared to reach out and being prepared to waive certain restrictions that it has placed on its trading partners. Most of the benefits in this trade deal really are towards New Zealand exporters. There's very significant benefits for the Kiwi timber industry, paper industry, and lots of other commodity industries in New Zealand will also be set to benefit. It will be interesting to see how this influences what might happen with the European Union. That deal has not yet been fully ratified by the European Parliament, but there's a great deal of pressure to make sure that if there is a finalised deal between the European Union and China, that a lot of the more politically minded elements of that deal must be ironed out, the MEPs there say, before they can get anywhere near to signing on the dotted line with regards to trade deals.
And there are environmental considerations built in. Is that a new move for China?
Yes, there are some smaller details in this trade deal that allow more access for environmental services from New Zealand, environmental consultancies from New Zealand. And China's certainly trying to create this image whereby it's not seen as the big bad wolf, if you like, when it comes to environmental issues. Just in this same speech at the World Economic Forum that President Xi gave, he did make it clear that China wants to lead the way in climate change. It does not want to be left out of the global discussion. And in terms of new technologies, certainly any opportunity that New Zealand businesses have to be part of what's happening in China will probably be quite attractive. So China's trying to balance this idea that it's behind the times or not part of this global discussion by not only signing deals like this one with New Zealand, but also trying to focus the global attention towards some of its global leading technologies.
And that was our correspondent, Richard Kimber, speaking to producer Lily Della Porta.